This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
So food can be contaminated by that which it touches. The air can be contaminated by that which it touches, smog. 1954, I think it was, thousands of people died in London because of a poisonous fog that covered the city with sulfuric acid in it or some chemical in it from the furnaces and from people's wood-burning stoves and people's chimneys, and 4,000 people died. So air can become contaminated. Food can be contaminated. Water can be contaminated if you've ever had bad water. Blood can be contaminated. But you know the one thing that can't be contaminated? Light. Light cannot be contaminated by anything it touches. Light can come down on the ugliest, vilest scene, but it's still light. It's still pure. And that's the analogy the Lord uses about himself. I am the light of the world. And Hebrews 10:32, I think, says this, that when you come to Christ, you come to the light. You receive the light. Don't forget that thought today. That may be the most important thing I'm going to say today. When you come to Christ, you receive the light. That's what it says in Hebrews 10:32. You receive the light. We're going to read a passage of Scripture where Jesus talks about light. Just 4 verses long, I think. But the light that's in your soul and my life, get this, not because you're so brilliant or I'm so intelligent, it's because of the one who lives in us. Ultimately, light comes from the source of light, and that's Jesus Christ. It's in Luke 11 when Jesus said not only this in the Gospels, not only that he was the light of the world, he turned to his followers like you and me and he said, you're the light of the world. Why is that? Because the light that's in him comes into your life when you receive it. The light of the world that's in him comes into you. So therefore, here's the essence of the message today. You and I are to be people who radiate the light. You're going to radiate something. You know people who radiate hatred. You know people who radiate anger. You know people who radiate bitterness, and they're always scorekeepers, and they're telling you how people cheated them with this, and life's cheated them, and everything is about how they've been short-circuited in life in every way, short-handed. And we either radiate the light of Christ or the darkness of this world. We really do. Verse 33, Jesus said, I'm going to read this from the NIV, no one lights a lamp and puts it in a place where it will be hidden or under a bowl. What does that mean? Light's meant to be seen. I've said this before, I love this sanctuary because I love light. I'm a light guy. I like having the light of the sun coming in here because it's very symbolic of the power and the light of God's word, the light of Christ coming into this room. We are not called to live in the darkness, but in the light. Verse 34, your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eyes are good, your whole body also is full of light. But when they are bad, your body is also full of darkness. The idea being there is that your eyes are what let light into the body, which is obvious, physically. You know, a blind person isn't interested in light. He has no interest. She has no interest in light because she can't see it. But people who can see are at least open to the light. Open to the light.
Well, I don't know if you've ever thought of a spiritual relationship to the Lord involving light, but it's all about light. Either we live in light, the light of Christ, or we live in darkness. That choice is yours. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.